Good evening. Tonight I'd like to make a few comments about, perhaps what some consider to be the heart of AA recovery. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Here's that scary word for the first time, God. Now, it's obvious what I am. I happen to be a Catholic priest, but I'm not here to talk Catholic theology to you or at you at all. I would just like to share with you some notions that I have picked up from some friends, a lot of friends of mine who belong to the Magnificent Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous. AA lays down the 12 rules to get sober by. It also chronicles the progress from step to step. That's the beautiful part of it. Many alcoholics are scared to death of God, so Bill never used that term in step two. He used a very generic thing, power greater than ourselves. But as the alcoholic and drug addict gets a little bit more and more well, he is able to listen to these words without becoming terrified and frightened and so on. I've always said that the farther away the addict gets from the chemical that separated him from God, then like a homing pigeon, he soars back to the God of his own understanding. The beauty of Alcoholics Anonymous is this. No one tries to stuff his own notion of God into anyone else's mind. It is always for the individual, God, as he or she understands it. All right. Now, what does this mean? We turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understand Him. Well, many people think that, Lordy, they're being asked to make a commitment that would turn them into nuns or monks. Not at all. What do you mean by turning yourself over to the care of God? I'm sure you've heard this over and over and over again in your life. Turn it over, turn it over, turn it over. It does not mean that you turn your entire self over to God to take care of. What this means is a very sensible thing indeed. You've admitted, number one, you can't handle it. You have come to believe that there is some power that can. This step puts you in touch. I can't handle it, God can, I think I'll let Him. Now, how do I let God give me the strength to not drink or not drug? Simply by a willingness to do so, by making the decision. We made a decision to turn our will and our lives over the care of God. What does that mean? My way did not work. Most alcoholics tried to drink and control it. It just didn't work. God's way is 12 principles. They're all stated. They're all stated. They're there. And so when I adopt these principles to live by, it is from them that I gain the strength of God to live a sober life. God will give the strength to not drink. The chemically dependent person exercises that strength by doing the 12 steps. That's why, in other words, your faith may be able to move a mountain, but bring a bulldozer with you. There's a priest friend of mine who happens to be an alcoholic, sober in AA, and he said this. If I had come to my first meeting and somebody said to me, hey, Father, you having trouble with your drinking? Yes. Let go and let God. He said, I'd have done just that. I'd have quit. I'd have put my hands at my side and I would have said, all right, God, I am willing. I'm going to let you make me sober. And he would have died drunk. God gives the strength to not drink. We have to use it by trying to live the 12 steps. Ladies and gentlemen, human love. It's not so much the fact that two people are gazing into each other's eyes. It's the fact that they're gazing in the same direction. And that's why when people marry, they have to think over things like, do we have common beliefs? Do we have common goals? Do we have common principles to live by? Because after the passion and the romance wears off, and you begin to look at each other in the cold light of day, you find out if you're living according to diametrically opposed principles, you're not liable to be living together very long. My love affair with God is finding out what God wants of me. For the alcoholic, for the drug addict, you know that He wants two things of you: get well and stay well. That's God's will for you. You don't have to go into a whole lot of minute details. What did He say today? Why? Have you ever heard this from people in the program?
Well, I haven't been tempted to drink, but my life is becoming a little unmanageable.
And then this brilliant line.
I think I'll get out of the driver's seat.
You do, and you'll have a bloody wreck. God is not about to come down to earth and run your life for you. He didn't cook your breakfast this morning, did He? Did He pay your last rent? Did He make the last payment on your mortgage? Did He go to work for you today? Uh-uh. You know what God gives drivers? You stay in a driver's seat, He'll give you a couple of maps. And that's what God does in the AA program. These are the maps, the directions to live by. I've got to do the driving. I've got to make some decisions. God's not about to do this for me. God is not about to pray in my place. He's not about to continue to take my inventory. He's not about to make my amends. I have to do all that. What God does is give the strength. Let me give you an example. One time there was a little farm kid. He was about 8 years old. And every night or every evening, it was his job to get down to the road. It was about 50 yards away, get the evening paper for his dad. One afternoon he forgot. And it was midwinter. Of course, the sun went down about 4:30. And it's around supper time. And his father looked around for the paper and it wasn't there. And his mother said, get down, get the paper for your dad. He kind of dragged his feet and made this excuse. Well, I have to do this, I have to do that. And after about 20 minutes of their pleading with him, get down and get the paper, finally the mother said, get down and get the paper. And he started to cry. And she was shocked. She said, what in the world's wrong? And the kid was just sobbing by now. He said, I've been afraid to tell you all my life. But he said, I'm scared to death of the dark. He said, I'm just afraid of the dark. I'm scared to death to go out there. And his mother just put her arms around him and sat him in her lap. And she tried to explain to them that there's really nothing to be afraid in the dark. It's the same outside. There's just no light there. And always remember that God is everywhere. God's out there. God is out there, just as He's in here. Kid lit up like a Christmas tree. Oh, he said, that's wonderful. Shot himself up to the door, opened it, stuck his arm out, and asked God to hand him the newspaper. Well, God doesn't hand us newspapers in life. I can't get out of the driver's seat and expect God to take over and run my life. God will give me the wherewithal, the inner courage and strength to do what needs to be done. In your serenity prayer, don't you pray for the courage to change the things that can be changed? You do the changing, God gives the courage. You do the actions, God provides the strength. And always remember that you don't have to know the intricacies of God's mind or His will. Just know that for you, He wants you to get well and to stay well this way through these steps. This right here is the heart and the soul of AA. Now watch this, please. This can be done in an instant. You prepare for it. You pray for it. I'm helpless. But those people were helpless, but they're not anymore. They're sober. Maybe I can get that way too. I came to believe that I could get well too. Somewhere along the line, I make a decision to contact that strength that's going to enable me to get sober as it enabled you to get sober. And now, as an alcoholic or drug addict, I have to make a major decision simply to let it happen. All right. That's the decision part. You carry out that decision every day of your life from that moment on. There is a phrase in one of the Psalms, to you, O Lord, at dawn I lift up my soul. Always in the sacrifices of the Jews, the first fruits of everything went to God. The first lamb, the first kid that opened the womb, male, pure, unblemished, the first fruits of the harvest, wine and wheat, the first fruits of everything went to God. The first fruits of the human race, the eldest male child was always consecrated to God. How about the first fruits of our day? You really wanted to turn your will and your life over to the care of God? Did you make this decision to do it? Now's the time to do it. Every morning when you open your eyes, may I simply suggest this. As an alcoholic or as a drug addict, you can always say, "Dear Lord, you have given me another day in which to stay sober. I adore you as my God. I offer you myself. Every thought, word, and deed, every beat of my heart, every beat of my pulse, every breath that I breathe, all that I am and have, all that I will do or suffer this day, I give to you." Now, you've given yourself 100% to God. Nobody can outdo God Almighty in generosity. If you give yourself completely to Him and He gives Himself completely to you, who comes out on top? Who makes out better? And who could possibly get drunk after such a commitment? The decision is one thing, carrying out the rest of your life. May I suggest that you give the first fruits of your day to the God who has given you the priceless gift of sobriety? May I suggest that it be done in the morning when you open your eyes? If at the end of the day you thank God for another day of wellness, another day of sobriety, I once heard a man say, "Gratitude is the only coin with which you can buy God and man." Gratitude for today's sobriety practically ensures tomorrow's. This is the heart and soul of your program. This is the heart and soul of your program. And I hope you nail it into your own heart and soul. Thank you. And good night.